In college men's basketball last night, Manu LeCompte's jumper with 8 seconds left was the game winner as second-ranked Baylor edged Iowa State 65-63 in Waco last night. Naz Mitru-Long led Iowa State with 17 points, and he says the Cyclones had great preparation for that game.
I hadn't been a part of a team that scouted so much for a game than this one. The last 3 days, it was complete focus on every play they had, every scheme they had, and it worked for the most part. We had them down the whole game. A couple slip-ups at the end. The guards weren't being aggressive at the end, and it cost us tonight.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says he was proud of the effort.
We just didn't execute down the stretch and make a couple plays. You know, we needed to make one more play to win the game. And, you know, I mean, everybody will look at the last play, but it was really more about the three or four possessions before to where, you know, you got to run offense, and we got to make sure we're moving the ball and attacking.
After a late timeout, the Bears came out, and the former Miami transfer, LeCompte, made a move around the left side, then shot over Matt Thomas, who at 6'5", is 6 inches taller than the guard. Iowa State had one more chance after a timeout, but Monte Morris' baseline jumper was no good as time expired. Prohm says the Cyclones displayed the kind of potential that they have.
For every game, we got to prepare this way to put ourselves in the best chance to win, and we had a great chance. I mean, We competed the right way. We had it. This is sickening. But the challenge and the great thing about this is, can you come back and compete the same way on Saturday? And that's going to be the biggest test.
Well, Baylor improves to 14-0. They're 2-0 in Big 12 conference play, while the Cyclones are now 9-4 overall. They're 1-1 in the Big 12, and Iowa State will host Texas coming up on Saturday night. Well, freshman 7-footer Justin Patton scored a season-high 25 points and grabbed 9 rebounds as number 10 Creighton bounced back from its first loss of the season with an 85-72 victory over St. John's last night, snapping the Red Storms' 3-game winning streak. The Blue Jays lost to number 1 Villanova on New Year's Eve, ending their 13-game winning streak, the school's longest since 1942-43. Patton led Creighton's huge advantage over St. John's in points in the paint, 52-24. During one sequence, Patton scored on 2 layups, blocked a shot, and then hit a three-pointer that gave the Blue Jays a 42-24 lead with 51 seconds left in the first half. Creighton scored the first 6 points of the second half to take a 50-26 lead, and that was its biggest of the game as the Blue Jays improved to 14-1. They're 2-1 in Big East Conference play. Top-ranked Villanova was 14-0 on the season and riding a 20-game winning streak. That was until Keith and Savage led the Bulldogs' 66-58 win over the Wildcats last night as Butler picks up the win. Savage hit the go-ahead layup while scoring 5 of his 13 points during a 7-0 run that put Butler up 58-52 with a minute 46 left. The 18th-ranked Bulldogs also hit 6 straight free throws in the final 33 seconds to finish a perfect 15 of 15 from the line. Jalen Brunson had 23 points for the Wildcats, who suffered their first loss since last season's Big East tournament. Grayson Allen returned from what amounted to a 1-game suspension, delivering 15 points and 7 assists as 8th-ranked Duke crushed Georgia Tech 110-57 last night. Steve Asturias scored a career-high 24 points as 23rd-ranked Notre Dame, 77-70 upset of 9th-ranked Louisville last night. Also, it was Sheldon Jeter with a pair of three-pointers in overtime, helping Pittsburgh secure an 88-76 win over number 11, Virginia. Number 15, Oregon was an 83-61 winner against Washington last night. And also, freshman guard Dennis Smith Jr. posted the second triple-double in North Carolina State history with 27 points, 11 boards, and 11 assists in a 104-78 thrashing of number 21, Virginia Tech. Shaquille Morris scored 13 points. Deshaun Smith added 13 with 3 three-pointers, and Wichita State used a big first half to beat Drake 90-65 last night to win its fourth straight and improve its all-time record against the Bulldogs to 41-4. Landry Shamet added 11 points. Marcus McDuffie had 10 points and 11 rebounds. And the Shockers out-rebounded Drake 54-28, including 18-5 on the offensive boards, resulting in 26 second-chance points. Wichita State scored 22 points off of 15 turnovers and outscored the Bulldogs 42-24 in the paint. Wichita State opened with a 10-2 run and pulled ahead on an 8-2 run, capped by Morris's tip-in. Morris's dunk with 5:58 left sparked an 11-2 run. The Shockers were up 51-21 at halftime. The Bulldogs stiffened in the second half and outscored the Shockers 44-39, but they couldn't overcome that 30-point halftime deficit. Deontay McMurray scored 13 to help Drake, who is 3-12 now, 1-2 in conference play. Dante Ingram scored 25 points, and Milton Doyle flirted with a triple-double with 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists as Loyola of Chicago defeated Northern Iowa 77-66 last night. Ingram was 9 of 13 from the field, making a career-high 5 three-point shots, and finished with 20 points or better for the third time in 5 games. Doyle has scored in double figures every game this season for the Ramblers. Ben Richardson added 15 points as Loyola made 13 of 19 field goals in the second half, shooting 68%, and finished the game shooting 57%. Juwan McLeod had 16 to lead Northern Iowa, and Jordan Ashton had 11. Leading scorer Jeremy Morgan was held to 7 points on just 2 of 7 shooting, and the Panthers shot 40% from the field. Loyola led by as many as 18 in the first half. They were up 39-26 at the break. UNI falls to 5-9 on the season. They're 0-3 in Valley play. Well, Nebraska has been the early surprise in the Big Ten race, and the Huskers try to stay undefeated when they host Iowa at Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight. After struggling to a 6-6 record in non-conference play, the Huskers opened the league race with a stunning victory at Indiana, and then followed that up with a furious late rally to win at Maryland.
We always had confidence in ourselves. We knew, you know, the type of schedule we had played in the non-conference, and I think we always had that belief in ourselves that, okay, we're better than maybe what we've shown or what our record says. We might not have, you know, quite as flashy as a record as some of the other teams across the country, but, you know, we felt like we were a good team.
That's sophomore forward Michael Jacobson, who says as a native of Waukee, this game has added meaning.
You know a lot of those guys growing up, and you watch them on TV and whatnot, and I know some of the guys, they're younger guys on their team from high school and stuff, and I know Peter Jock pretty well as well, so, it's a little bit of a, you know, extra motivation for me, but, again, it's just another Big Ten game. We got to keep it going.
The guard combination of senior Ty Webster and sophomore Glenn Watson Jr. is averaging more than 31 points a game. The Huskers have to find a way to slow down Iowa senior guard Peter Jock and his 22-point average, and Watson says it'll take a team effort.
All 5 guys got to, you know, guard them. Can't just be one person. Got to put bodies in front of them, make them take tough shots. He's probably going to make some tough ones, but we got to, you know, make them take tough shots. Can't have them come out making easy shots and get a rhythm and start knocking down everything.
Watson says after 2 big road wins, it's important to keep building the momentum for Nebraska. Iowa's won the last 5 games in that series. We'll have that contest tonight for you here on the radio. Iowa at Nebraska, 7 o'clock. We hit the air with the pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time tonight. In football news, middle linebacker Raekwon McMillan has become the 3rd member of Ohio State's defense to declare for the NFL draft, following All-American safety Malik Hooker and cornerback Garyon Conley. The unanimous All-Big Ten player the past 2 seasons had 15 tackles and a sack of Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson in Ohio State's 31-0 loss to the Tigers in the CFP semifinals on New Year's Eve. Connor Cook's first NFL start will come in a playoff game. The Raiders have announced that the rookie quarterback will be under center for Saturday's AFC wildcard game at Houston. Cook was inactive for Oakland's first 15 games and was the backup on Sunday before Matt McGloin suffered a left shoulder injury. The former Michigan State standout had 2 turnovers in Sunday's 24-6 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but he also completed 14 of his 21 passes for 150 yards and a 32-yard touchdown to Amari Cooper. The Detroit Lions have confirmed that head coach Jim Caldwell will be back for the 2017 season. The Lions were on the verge of winning the NFC North until they lost their last 3 games, giving the division title to Green Bay and relegating Detroit to an NFC wildcard matchup against the Seahawks in Seattle. Caldwell was 26-22 as head coach of the Colts from 2009 to 2011, reaching the Super Bowl in his first year at the helm and losing his job following a 2-14 campaign. The 49ers have interviewed Bills interim coach Anthony Lynn for their head coach opening, although he is considered the front runner for the same job in Buffalo. That discussion comes 3 days after San Francisco fired head coach Chip Kelly and general manager Trent Baalke. Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones has been released from a Cincinnati jail. Jones was booked early Tuesday on 3 misdemeanor charges from a hotel fracas and on a felony count that was added later after the sheriff's office said he spit on a nurse's hand. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.